Warning, the following program is intended for sales professionals and sales professionals only. If you're easily offended or just bitch in general, this show is not for you. Now that's out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week again. Get your attitudes in check, your shit together, and get ready to take your sales game to the ultimate level. The Rockstar Closer Radio Program is broadcasted by salespeople for salespeople. You'll find no BS here, just straight talk from sales pros winning on the front lines every day. Now, without further ado, here he is, the man, the badass, the closer, the coldest salesman of our generation, Ryan Stuman.
I'm still proud to be American. A lot of people right now bitching about all this stuff on Facebook and everything else, a lot of negativity in the news. I'm still proud to be American. If you're not proud to be American, kiss my ass, man. That's how I feel this 4th of July. So right now I'm feeling awfully patriotic. That's what I'm feeling. But I still feel like a salesperson, too. And I've got an amazing guest that I've had the pleasure of meeting, I believe, twice in person. So we'll get to that in a little while. But first, we got to pay some bills around here, okay? First thing is, if this is your first time on this show, welcome. We're really glad to have you. But if it's your first time on this show, you were probably invited here by someone who cared about you taking your sales game to the next level, or maybe you learning a little bit more about some smart businessy type of stuff, right? Maybe you were looking for something online late at night, and you stumbled across this website, possibly with the Hardcore Closer brand. It could have been porn, but we're not here to judge you, right? We're just glad that you're here. So you're here for a reason is why I'm saying this. And all I ask is that since you're here for a reason, and by some, whatever that reason is, the law of attraction or God or whatever you want to call it, the fact that you're here right now listening to this message, I ask two things of you and two things only. Number one, that you stay all the way to the end, because you might know everything that we say. My guest and myself says you might know everything that we say and be even 10 times smarter than us. But at the very end of the show, you might hear the most life transformational sentence you've ever heard in your entire life. And if you're going to stay in something, you might as well stay all the way through something. So I ask that if you're hearing my voice right now, you're hearing this 30 minutes from now as well. The second thing is, if you enjoy what you hear on this show, I ask that you simply share it. Put it on Facebook, Twitter. It doesn't cost you a dime. It's definitely going to help your street cred a little bit, right, sharing my stuff on your Facebook page. And you may find out that some of your other friends, I might be their guilty pleasure too, and you might have just started to be the first person to share my stuff. So in your circle of friends, and you could help influence others on your sales teams and everything else by sharing the stuff that we're going to talk about this episode and all 130. This is the 130th episode of Heart of Rockstar Closer Radio. Matter of fact, most people, I saw Joe Rogan just did his 666th podcast. Shout out to Joe, man. That's pretty prolific in my opinion. But most people just got brand new to this whole podcasting thing. I've been doing this shit since 2011, since before my son Jackson was even born. So I've been, if I had consistently done this once a week, we'd probably have about 300 episodes right now. But, you know, these days I look for quality talent like I have on the show today. But, again, before we do that, I got to pay a little bit of respect to the products that I created, right? Hey, right now this show is brought to you by Break Free Academy Digital. And Break Free Academy is, you don't know if you're not familiar with my brand or whatever, it's a three-day event that I do once a quarter here in Dallas in a high-rise downtown where we gather up in a room and for 3 days we work creating funnels, creating systems, and running ads on Facebook. So that way you come with nothing and you leave with all these systems and all these funnels and follow-ups and everything else created. Well, I put that same three-day event into digital format for you. So, A, you can save a substantial amount of money, right? It's one-fifth of the price of coming to the live event. And if you buy the digital product and you implement it and you decide that you want to come to the live event, we'll credit the price of the digital product towards the live event in the future as well. So you really have nothing to lose. It's just like you get a taste of the live event before actually committing financially all the way in. But basically, this program has 83 different trainings inside of it. And it's not necessarily meant for you to start and then go through all 83 videos, which, by the way, there would be absolutely nothing wrong with that, right? You'd be one smart motherfucker prepared for war when you got done with all that. But what it is set there for you is for you to be able to use the search bar and treat this like a FAQ or a university or a learn as you want to type of situation. It's all broken down and organized into different tabs, different ways for you to be able to search the content. If you want to know about Facebook ads, if you want to know about YouTube ads, if you want to know how to make videos, if you want to read PDFs, reports, follow-ups, emails, all that shit, we got it in one spot, and it's easily manageable for you. It's not something that you're going to log in back there and you're going to go, holy shit, how am I going to get around this thing, right? We got you taken care of. We got you covered. We thought of that for you because the inventors of Break Free Academy Digital, myself, is not that smart. So I couldn't put together a bunch of complicated shit for you and expect me, if I can't figure it out, then I just assume you can't figure it out either. So then I just got to go back to the drawing board, and you're probably way smarter than I am anyway. But if you'd like to check out that program, there's an hour-long training that you can even get for free before you commit to buying anything. So you get a, like, test drive. It comes from my car days, right? You get a test drive before you get to buy it. You can go to BFA, as in Break Free Academy, BFADigital.com. Listen, don't go there just yet. Write it down in your pen, save it in your notebook, whatever. Go after the show. I ask you to stay to the end. But that is how we pay the bills around here. Good people like you find value in what myself and my guests talk about, and you want to know how you can learn some more stuff like this, you go to my website, hardcorecloser.com, or you go to the BFADigital.com product page, and you can take a look at this stuff, learn it, implement, make some money from it, share it with your friends, put it on a carrier pigeon, especially use social media, run an ad to it. We're just happy that you're here in the first place. So with all that out of the way, 6 minutes or less. Boy, I'm getting good at this shit. I told my guest 7 minutes, right? But now I'm doing stalling. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest. First time I met this guy, I met him through a buddy of mine. I think O'Donnell's been on the show, too. If not, we need to get him on here. But I met him through a buddy of mine, Donald Wilson. We were in New York having a good time. And probably one of the most memorable, I won't get into the details, but probably one of the most memorable, fun nights of my entire life, like a night that I will never forget my entire life. My guest today was a part of that, right? He probably doesn't even know that I thought it was that much damn fun, or maybe he had that much fun too. We'll find out in a couple minutes. But the fact of the matter is I will never forget that night. That was one of the greatest, like, you know, sometimes you party and you're like, man, I really want to party tonight. And sometimes, like, you're in the mood to party and then you don't get too drunk and you just stay in that right zone and everything's perfect and everything goes wonderful and you're like, damn, we should have made a movie about this. Yes, it was one of those nights for me. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my friend Ryan McKinney to you guys and welcome him to the show. Ryan, are you there?
What's going on, Steuben? I am here, and I didn't realize that that night was as memorable for you. That was a pretty solid night, dude. Definitely top three. It's almost Vegas-ish, but not quite. You know, like, that was my first time in New York, too, at the same time. So it was, like, first time in Manhattan, first time meeting you. You had, like, what, there's, like, two or three of your crew, and it was, like, me, you, a couple of your crew, Donald Wilson, right?
Donald, Dr. Ben Askin, Tanner was with us. Yeah, there was a lot of cool people. Kevin Wilkie was with us.
Yep, yep, yep.
We even got old Kevin out of the house, man. That's saying something.
Yeah. Well, the most memorable night for you is a little spotty for me. I didn't stay quite in the zone as well as you did. So it's definitely a little bit of time traveling for me during that night, but that's always fun.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, you know, we started the day off in the penthouse with one of the best views in all of New York, too. So that was like a, you know, it was just like a really good flow for the day, man. But if you don't mind, take a couple seconds here, a couple minutes, as long as you need. Kind of introduce yourself to the audience here. Just assume that nobody's ever heard of you and this is the first time. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So, again, my name is Ryan McKinney, and I've been a full-time entrepreneur, I guess is the word, since 2012. Started my journey about 2006. Father, 4 kids, all boys, so you're welcome for that. 29, I'll be 30 this year, so I'm trying to figure out which city that's going to happen in. It's down to Vegas or L.A. at this point, it looks like. But, yeah, so 4 years in the Marine Corps, 2006, 2010, and that's sort of when I realized that I wasn't born to have a boss. And I just think, you know, people are either born sort of entrepreneurs or not. You either got it or not, you can learn it for sure, but I did Marines for 4 years, 2006, 2010. I found internet marketing then. I made a little money here and there, nothing substantial. You know, I was a Marine, so I was pretty busy during that time. We were we were right in the middle of that big war. So I got to the Marine Corps. I did the corporate thing a year and a half, like right to the top, equivalent GS-15. Like, you know, I'm 25 at this time, and I pretty much, that's when everything clicked for me. Like, you know, this isn't what life's about. I'm not sitting in this cubicle. I can't go any higher for 20 years. Like, you know, I sit here and get a 3% raise for 20 years. Like, you know, fuck that. And I just got scared, and I quit. I quit my job. And so from there, it was like, there's no motivation like starvation. So I had to, you know, put your back against the wall, figure it out. And, you know, I guess I got lucky. I figured it out. Took back to the internet 2011. And 2012 is when I made that quit. And I've been internet marketer ever since. I do everything from create software and sell it. I'm in smaller niche markets, sell like T-shirts and physical products. You know, I consult for some larger companies for online traffic, mainly SEO and search engine optimization. I've built a digital agency and tanked it at the same time. So, you know, I've had fun. You know, I think I've done what a lot of any entrepreneurs actually pay their own bills to do, is I've failed a lot. Probably think 7-8 businesses by now, you know, before I started getting actually pretty good at this. So, these days, pretty much my groove is I do like 1 or 2 sales webinars a week and sell software that I've created. And that's what I'm doing right now. Trying to stay into not work more than like 30 hours a week. And the goal is more like towards 15, just to focus a little bit more on my kids that I have for the summer. So I've just got back from a 45-day jaunt where I didn't go home for 45 days. And I ended by picking my kids up and bringing them home for summer. That was pretty fun. So let me just tell you this itinerary real quick. So I started as a speaker in Atlanta, went to Orlando, went to L.A., went to Maui, back to L.A., over to Miami, to Vegas, to D.C., to the beaches of North Carolina, and then back here where I live in Columbia, South Carolina. So let's see. Yeah,
wow,
what
man.
Else? I mean, shit. That's,
in 45
that's
days?
It. Yeah, I started on, it's like early May, it's like May 6th, I think. I was a speaker, so I like, you know, left like May 3rd to go to that. And then what happened was, and you know Don, he's my favorite little asshole. He was planning a Maui trip, a mastermind, like the one that we met in Manhattan, since last year. He, you know, before the end of the year, he was getting some expenses, getting some money off the books, and he was booking everything he wanted to do for the next year. So he hits me up, like, hey, Maui, May. Like, that's all I knew. Like, I'm there. And I told him that in December. Every week, hey, Don, what are those dates for that May? I'm just going to start filling up soon. Hey, Don. He calls me on a freaking Tuesday. Hey, still want to go to Maui? I'm like, yeah, when are the dates? He's like, oh, next Thursday. So that Maui trip was, like, not planned. And it sort of tied in all my other travel. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I might as well just not even try to come back. I might as well just stay on the road the whole time. And I'd never done that before. I put a lot of Skyballs on my account and met a lot of people. And just I was lived out of suitcase for 45 days. And very interesting and fun.
That's really cool, man. Some people don't even take that many trips in a lifetime, let alone in a month and a half. So you got to love the internet life, though. You know, that's like the beauty of it.
It is the beauty of it. And it's like, you know, I have... 3 full-time employees, 2, and they, you know, 1 lives in the UK. They all work from home. You know, so I'm fortunate to have like good staff that actually has the responsible enough to where I don't have to pay for an office for them to go into. And I'll back up. I won't say responsible enough. Some people need to like go into an office and sit in a cubicle, like look straight ahead and be like do that. I'm just fortunate none of my employees do so. You know, they get the same benefits I do. They get to do a lot of travel. They get to spend a lot of time with their families. So even though they're my employees, they still get to sort of live an internet-type lifestyle through working for me, which has been cool. And another little cool side note, my bookkeeper was actually – I served in the Marines with her, and she was my sergeant. She was my superior in the Marines. And now she's part of my crew now. So it's awesome because during and in the Marine Corps, she took care of me. She probably knows more about me than anybody. I went through a lot of shit in the Marines, and it was cool. I got to pay her back. You know, she was looking for a job, getting out of the Marines, single mom. I said, what kind of work are you looking for? You know, long story short, I ended up hiring her. So, you know, that's a pretty cool thing. The company I currently focus on right now, which is less than a year old, is my new company. So growing fast. We've already grossed into the seven-figure mark in just under a year. So starting off real strong. So it's fun, man. You know how it is. It's just fun.
So what's your main? You said that you're focusing on some software. What kind of software are you selling? If you don't mind sharing. Or
yeah, no. It's a software. It's pretty complex. So basically, it's to for search engine optimization purposes and just to get traffic from these search engines. You are definitely aware of this. I know your audience is because I see you've been doing live hangouts or streaming live hangouts. You've been doing like the Periscope thing and stuff like that. We're just going to talk to you about offline a little bit about that stuff too. So what I do is I take those live hangout on airs, the Google Hangout on air, and I grab my software grabs the embed code, creates a bunch of web pages, and inserts that embed code into your web pages. And then you broadcast, and now you're streaming through, 50 web pages built on 50 different sites across the internet versus one. And it does some, like, other nerdy syndication stuff that I'm not going to bore your listeners with. But the people that buy those are online entrepreneurs or businesses or internet marketers at big businesses that are running like their online traffic and SEO. So it's a higher end software I've been selling for $2,000 $1,500 lifetime. That's going away, and or $500 a year. And we've moved a lot of products in May and selling really well. I saw you had your best week ever, I think, was recently, and I saw him pass on Facebook, dude, and I had my best month ever, too. Like, the same time I saw it, I was like, fuck yeah. Like, I just didn't get in there and comment on it or whatever, but I do that. It's like a 90-minute presentation. I do an online sales webinar, but it's like all my pitch, dude, is like all content. Like, I show everybody exactly how to do and get really awesome results in search engines with live hangouts, and then I'm like, let's play games. Can you spot the pain in the ass? I make everybody tell me what the pain in the ass is, and then I just show them the software, which is the solution to that pain in the ass, and it works out pretty well.
Man, that's one thing I don't know about is SEO. I do a lot of the hangouts, man. I have probably 40 or 50 of them, but I just I don't know anything about SEO, and I'm one of these people that, like, as soon as I create something, I just, like, put it up there, and I'm on to the next thing. And I see there's so many people that obviously do shit the smart way where they, like, create something and then they take the time to run analytics and keywords and all that stuff. And I don't know that it's not that I'm not smart enough to do that, but my ADD and patience won't let me do it, man. It's funny you say that because, like, literally after we get off this podcast, I have a meeting with somebody to help me, like a VA type of person to help me go through and do all this stuff because I've got, like, 700 videos, man, like, that are just sitting there. Some of them have 30,000 views on them, and some of them have 30, right? There's, like, so many of them.
Yeah.
Surely I could get a whole lot of exposure.
Let me talk a little bit about that for you, dude. Yeah, we'll definitely, offline. And if you're going to get your VA, somebody going through your stuff, I got some, content they can look through and sort of help them with stuff. But I mean, there's a lot of traffic on YouTube, and then there's a lot of traffic on the internet in general, and it's pretty simple. As long as you just set up the hangout the right way to start and sort of do like what my software does, like the long-term benefit is tremendous. And the reason why, and I created the software the first time, actually 2013, and then 90 days into selling it, we did like about a $500,000 in sales, gross sales on webinars inside of like 90 days. And then I was about to do a big public launch of this thing, had to get a lawsuit, had to get in some litigation with my partner. Couldn't sell software for over a year, so I was like, fuck it. I can't sell that software, but I can rebuild another one from ground up, selling it. So, like, it's pretty rewarding for me because the actual software, the Hangout software, is the first of its kind. I sort of created a market with this Hangout SEO market, gaming the search engines and traffic with Hangout. That's the cornerstone of that strategy or whatever. So, it's something that's near to my heart, so I put a lot of focus into just that. After you go through a lawsuit or something traumatic, like, you become a little bit wiser, and then you put things into perspective. And at the time when we met, I had a lot going on. I had probably five or six legitimate business partners, like, on paper, we're tied in, we're like married at the hip. It's like being married to six fucking people. And so I went to the lawsuit, and I was like, I'm not ever doing this shit again with the partnerships. And that's why I started my new company. It's like, if this thing's going to be driven into the ground, like, I'm driving it into the ground. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be anybody else. You know, so selling software is actually, it's like, you know, again, near and dear to me. And I got it dialed in right now, so I can spend a lot of time this summer with the kiddos and just a little bit of time, you know, selling it. And it pays the bills. It's going to work out. So.
Yeah, man, you know, I do the lone wolf thing, too. I don't have any partners anymore. For, you know, not that I've ever been sued by any of them. I've been close to suing them, you know what I mean? But I just, man, yeah. The money doubles when you don't have to split it with nobody. It's that simple. I like math, you know?
Yeah, well, it kind of made sense at the time. Like, when I went to a partnership, like, I just came into it put my back against the wall, like I talked about a little bit earlier, and I started to, like, gain some leeway, and I started to do some stuff. But I knew, basically, that, like, my very first business, dude, we'll step here. I knew that I could talk and people give me money. I didn't know why, but I knew that that's about all that I knew. And so I was literally arbitraging Fiverr gigs in 2011. Like, I'd pay $5 to $25 for Fiverr gigs, and I'd sell them for, like, $1,000 to $3,000 a month to local businesses. I was, like, arbitraging. And, inside 90 days, I'd literally built a six-figure Fiverr arbitrage business, and I looked up, I'm like, what if Fiverr goes away? Like, what if, like, I lose all, like, I'm screwed. And so that's sort of like when, you know, hey, you can be partners, and I recognize that person's good at all the things I'm not, it makes sense. It was an easy thing. But it's definitely one of those things where it's just worth it. Like I said, now it's 100% me and not 50% me, and, you know, I think everything sort of happens for a reason. More or less, and, you know, no more partnerships to me. You know, the way I have my company structured, I give my employees some shares, but I can never lose a majority. And I have equity to decide for, you know, if I need to entice some people in the future, but I can never lose the majority control of this company. So
what do you think, Google likes the Hangout so much for? They're really trying to push their Plus platform, even though they know Hangouts is the only thing going forward, or what?
So this is my last thought. So before they came out with their live Hangouts, I was already doing really well with just regular video, uploading files, and just killing it. And when they came out, I said, well, if Google, you know, likes – well, first of all, Google owns YouTube, right? So elephant in the room, Google owns YouTube. So anything that Google owns, they pretty much favor. So it's like, give me a reason to talk about myself, and I will. Kind of thing. So came out with a live Hangout. I said, well, shit, you know, if they, like, uploaded videos, they might like this live, because a Hangout's live content, right? You're creating content, you're live, and you're using YouTube. And so I said, let me, you know, test these things out. And what I realized was, and this was by accident, I started, you know how you open up your Hangout window, right? And before you hit broadcast, like start broadcast, like you haven't done anything. Right, you've opened up that window, and it's just like if you created a draft web page, but you never publish it to the internet. Same thing. You open up that Hangout window. I was leaving Hangout windows open for a long time, and then I was getting, and then they're ranking. They're in the search engines, and I'd never fucking done them. So, like, literally, I was ranking things that had never happened. And then that's when my eyes got really big, because that's impossible, right? But I that's what I show my sales calls. Like, look, I bring shit that doesn't happen, and I show it to them live. That's one reason why calls are powerful. So they favor it. Once they own it. They want the platform to succeed, and it's just, you know, it goes in line with what the search engine is like, which is content, right? But this is live content, so you don't have to create words because all your content's live. So you have to, like, actually write down the text. But that's why I like it, man. They definitely favor it. And like I said, I can rank shit. Well, I can never turn on the Hangout, but I can rank that window. So that's, you know,
that's pretty impressive, man. So let's talk a little. So I know personally that you're a smart dude, and that, like, you know, you did some high level shit for the military and all that stuff as far as, like, numbers and internet things. So it only makes sense that you do what you do, and you're good at it. So here's the thing. Like, right now, I got banned last week from Facebook, and, like, I opened a business account, so I did, like, a workaround type of thing. But I saw this morning that old Todd Brown got banned from Facebook too, who has some pretty strong marketing campaigns. And you know, I know that a bunch of other people got banned recently from running Facebook ads too. So is Google the place to go back to now to get the traffic?
I mean, I wouldn't say Google's the place to go back to, because I wouldn't say it's ever really a place to leave. But, you know, when you look at push advertisements in Facebook versus when getting a search engine, it's search, so there's no push. Like, people are looking, like they have a problem, they're looking for that solution. So, you know, I started on Google and I went over to Facebook, and then all my friends started getting taken down. You know, Don was banned, you know, Los Silva is banned. Your name people getting banned, and all these marketers were dropping left and right. So I kind of dialed back on my Facebook stuff, because I was killing it on Facebook too. And I kind of dialed that back just a little bit. I wouldn't say to like run away from Facebook. I would say to just try to better understand their terms of service and do everything you can to stay inside of them. And, you know, that's about it. At the end of the day, Facebook owns its platform. It's just saying, you know, as soon as you type a letter into a chat box, even if you don't send it, dude, like if you and I are chatting, and I'm like, yo, what's up? And I typo, so I backspace. Like, everything I already typed in, Facebook already has that information, even though I never hit send.
Oh, yeah.
Into that chat box.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, that's their world. But it's a great place to be, because their data to target is unreal, and you know that. Like, so
sure.
it's the best, one of the best places and easiest to target and get really good targeted traffic, but then like, it's one of the easiest places to get screwed. So it's that, you know. But, dude, there's guys in my circles that make, you know, they know they're going to get banned. They just rotate through accounts like crazy, like black hat type marketing stuff. They know that account's going to get banned, and they just until it gets banned. And they have, you know, several dozen lined up behind it. As soon as that one goes down, boom, they'll up the next one. So, you know, that's a hustle in and of itself. And it's go where your traffic's at, man. If you're like a restaurant, you probably don't want to be like in search engines or spend a lot of money on search engine stuff, because your ticket's probably a little bit lower per, like Denny's, you know, that's like an $18 ticket on average or whatever. I don't know what it is. So, you know, you just got to kind of think about the type of traffic and sort of go where it fits your business. Really, you know, Facebook's not for everybody. Search engines aren't for everybody. You know, it's all up to how you monetize it, really.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, because I'm definitely, you know, I woke up last week and that was definitely an eye-opener. Like, oh, shit, dude, I can't just be relying on these people anymore. They're starting to be dicks, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know you're killing, because that's what you were in Don's mastermind, too. So I know you're killing that stuff. So that hurts, man. It's like, you know, and some people do. Like, Don's whole entire business and brand was pretty much wrapped around Facebook, you know. Seven-figure brand, just Facebook just yanked it from underneath them, you know. And that's difficult stuff to swallow, but it opened my eyes. You know, I'm not it sucks, I'll never get caught. I kind of dialed my stuff back a little bit too, dude. And I have Facebook software built. I've, like, stopped kind of selling that. You know, like, I'm not out there making noise so Facebook can hear me. So it's easy for me to go back to selling SEO stuff. Very easy.
Yeah, and what's weird with me, man, is I was following the terms. Most of my shit's just real estate ads. You know what I mean? Like, hey, if you want some insider information on how to get a home in this neighborhood, we'll put you on our list. That's pretty simple shit, right? And, and dude, they just like, because my hardcore closer brand, it grows organically. And I run boosted posts, you know, like just to make sure that all my fans get them or whatever. But even lately, they've been, like, really shutting those down, too. And that's, like, you know, people that have obviously signed up to see my shit. So it's weird. They're definitely acting weird. And I have one of the, like, for the amount of fans I have versus the people that see it, dude, I have one of the most active pages that I've seen out of anybody that I've worked with, because I don't have a whole lot of people, but they're super active on my fan page. And Facebook's still hating on me, man. You'd think they'd like that shit, because that's what those people want to see, you know?
Yeah, no, you think they would. It's just like Google will penalize you if people just show up to your website but immediately leave, because that means your website sucks, right? Like, that's about, like, you get penalized. Google watches that. So, you know, you would sort of think with Facebook, you know, and you definitely got a solid crew, man. You know, I see you out there getting mad and your people coming in. You got a really good crew. I like every once in a while when your threads on Facebook just filled with memes, dude. I'm just, like, rolling. Like, you know, I'll get lost in some of your posts sometimes with your crew, like, just reading your crew's remarks. you know, like just giggle for 10, 15 minutes and completely just forget about work and like, oh shit, you know, I was working
yeah,
over here.
Yeah, I got
here,
some
so.
Interesting characters.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, dude, definitely. Well, you're an interesting character, you know what I mean? So, like, but you know, in your own way, because I remember when I walked in a room in New York, dude, I heard like, and I'm fucking a felon, and, like, fuck this, and I'm fucking, and I stopped, I was like, who the fuck is this guy, like, backing up, like, looking, like, so now, like, so let me go meet to him, you know, like, I want to talk to that person, so, you know, but.
That was an awkward situation, man, because everybody in the room was like, you know, selling, like, I don't know, it was like T-shirts or something in like $7, $10 little things or whatever. And I didn't realize yeah. that's what, like, Donald's crowd that he ran in. So, like, they asked me, what did I do? And I was like, well, I sell these $20,000. That's all I had at the time, right? Like, these $20,000
yeah.
programs. And everybody's like, wait, yeah. wait, tell us how you do that. So I was like, wait, no, I want to know how you guys run Facebook ads.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Don's really good at helping people sort of roll out information products and software and, like, sequencing and rolling it out for them. So, like, that's his zone, and that's where he really helps the mass amount of people in one time. And but any kind of rollout and sequencing, and, like, you know, Don, he's just a smart dude. It doesn't matter what your problem is. Like, he can help you. But, like, that's his zone for sure. Is rolling out the help people roll out the products and software. So, but you know, it is what it is. Oh, we definitely hang out more for sure, man. I'm doing it big this year in December for my big 3-0. So I'll let you know about that. If you have the time, it's going to be in Vegas or LA and we're going to have a solid crew. That's a promise. So, but man, what are you doing for this fourth? What are you doing for tomorrow? Yeah, I'm all pumped up with your feeling patriotic today. Intro.
Oh, sorry, I have my phone on mute. So today I got some hot chicks and bikinis coming to hang out on the fifth floor by the pool, catch some sun, you know, cook some burgers and shit. They're going to cook, right?
Instagram, that's
chicks and bikinis cooking burgers. I feel like Dan Bilzerian over here. The next thing is, tomorrow I'm going to drop Asher off with the babysitter for the day. And, you know, the girlfriend Amy and I, we're going to have a probably day riding around the motorcycle and shit like that. But 15 floors up, the fireworks shows should be absolutely amazing tonight and tomorrow here in the city. So I'm pretty excited about that, too.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I got we're fortunate to live, like, I live in a state, and I know you do too, where I can drive right down the street, and there's, like, a dozen competing fireworks stands right now. Like, I'm about
yep.
to load up after this. I got a sales webinar actually this afternoon at 2. When we hang up, I'm going to prepare for that, knock that out, and then we're done. I'm like, let's go, boys, get some fireworks. Like, let's get ready. So we're going to hang around here in South Carolina. I may bolt down over to the beach tomorrow. Like, I'm only 90 minutes from Charleston, so I might do that. But
it's different here in Dallas, man. When I was just in Florida last week, they sold fireworks in the middle of the city, right? You'd just be driving down the freeway in the middle of the city, and the fireworks stands are everywhere. And so in Texas, though, you have designated fireworks. They put the strippers in one part of town, and they put the fireworks in the other part of town, and they make sure that they don't clash with each other. But you
and
literally
you
have to leave the city limits.
The bars are in the middle.
Oh, man, and if you fire a firework in Dallas, man, shit, you might as well have launched a rocket, dude. There will be all over your ass like no tomorrow. But you go just a couple cities over into the suburbs, man, you could fucking stick a fire cat in a cat's ass for all they care, man. It's all country folks and shit like that. So you ain't got to leave too far out of the city, so.
No, that's good.
But
I'm out in the suburbs in the south, so it's perfect for me.
That's it. Ding, ding, ding. So, well, man, so if anybody listening wants to check out this software, check you out, connect with you, follow some of the shit that you're up to, get on your list, how does somebody go about doing that?
Well, you and I are friends on Facebook, so they can friend me through Facebook. I'm running out of spots there. I got like 4,800 people. I just randomly friend, but there, connect with me there. My brand, the startup I was talking about, is Strategically Spilled Milk. So you can Google that, find me. You can Google Ryan McKinney, I'm number one. And you can Google Ryan Mac, and I'm like the top 3 or 4. So my blog's a good way to see it. I put a lot of free content up on my blog. I probably should put more. But Facebook or my blog, and we'll figure it out from there. But definitely like to meet some of your people and jam with them. You know, I know that we're in two different sort of industries, but we use the internet to make money, so that's where we have that common sort of bond kind of thing as online entrepreneurs. So Strategically Spilled Milk, come check me out. You can search that inside of Facebook. I have a free Facebook group too. Call it, just put Strategically Spilled Milk in the search and hop in there if you want. There's about 1,500 people or so. So, you know, thanks for having me for sure. And anybody reaches out to me, just say, hey, you know, I'm Stuman's boy or whatever, and we're family.
And you know, we kind of have the same humor, so hopefully you get some of my friends leaving some ridiculous memes on some of your posts as well, man. They're always
please,
good for a laugh or
please,
two, it seems like.
Please do it. Let me tell you, my like grandparents, my dad, like my cousin, like my whole family is friends with me on Facebook. I didn't make like a different profile. So just real quick, I know you're trying to wrap up. I had to make a road trip and drive like 5 hours because there's no flights. And so I took a picture on Facebook like, oh, no, all flights booked. I did the old school way and I put a bunch of monsters up. Then I bought like 3 monsters and a 5 hour energy drink. And I don't know if you know Michael Taggart. So he comes on, he's like, that's not the old school way, bro. I don't see like any cocaine. And I'm just like, man, fuck. Like the one time that I don't, like, I allow my whole family to see one of my posts because it's supposed to be meaningless. And so, you know, I just laugh at it, bro. Like, I love it. I get it. I'll hear from it later. So if you put a meme on my wall and my grandma asks me about it, like, you win. I'm like, I want to hang out with you. Let's just put it that way. Because she asks me about my Facebook all the time. I'm worried about you. You looked really drunk the other night, or your friends are talking about this. What do you do for a living again? So, please.
Right. Are you selling drugs?
Yeah, are you selling drugs? So, that's exactly. I don't still think I sell drugs. That's fine. So.
Well, man, thanks for coming on, dude, and I appreciate your time today. It's always good to hang out with you and have a good conversation, man. If you need anything in the future, you know I'm only a chat away or a call away, dude. So, again, thanks for taking some time and entertaining the audience with me today, dude. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate it. Thanks.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I appreciate your time today. If you enjoyed this episode, A, connect with Ryan. Good dude. Obviously, we got a lot of stories and stuff that we just quickly shared here in this 45 minutes that we've been on here. But more importantly, make sure you share this show with people that you think would connect with this brand. If you're a person that's doing Google Hangouts right now for your business, whether you're training real estate agents and you're doing it because you're in Dallas, Texas, and you're training real estate agents in Houston, instead of driving, you want to use Google Hangouts, but you'd like to catch agents in El Paso and everywhere else in between. Like, there's all sorts of opportunities you can do with Google Hangouts. There's all sorts of things that I use them for. So being able to distribute them like that is actually pretty badass. I'm going to reach out to Ryan and talk to him myself about that, especially since I'm looking for other modalities like we were talking about besides Facebook to be able to get traffic from, man, because it's some scary shit when you wake up and your stuff's cut off and be like Lorena Bobbitt's stuff cut off. I felt like John Bobbitt. I'm not even going to lie. Like my man who was here. Anyway, so back to the show. So thanks, you guys, for showing up here. And you can always catch us on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Get over to HardcoreCloser.com. Make sure you are on my list there. The very top box, the right-hand side. Just click the button. Get on the list. Go ahead and opt in. I send out emails every time that I do an updated blog post and when I have something important to say. I'm not a person that's emailing you every day saying buy my shit, although I fucking should, and people keep telling me that I need to do that. But I like to give shit away. So, hey, thanks again for listening. Have a happy 4th of July. America! And if I, yeah. I'm just going to leave it at that. Oh, and I don't know if you can still hear or not, but thank you for our service to your thank you for your service to our country. Ryan Mack, we appreciate your time in the military force there. Later.